Welcome to Art Heroes with JPH, where we believe art heals, connects, and galvanizes. I'm your host, Joanna Patrice Haggerty. On this show, I am honored to have some of the nation's most innovative leaders, artists, and creative business owners to share their unique and valuable experiences, processes, practical tips, and inspirations. Today with me is Mr. I Am Art himself, Artavius Veazey, who was born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee. A graduate of Full Sail University receiving his master's in media design, Artavius is always looking for ways to challenge his creativity and knowledge. He was diagnosed with kidney disease at 3 years old and is now 17 years post-kidney transplant and a best-selling author of his debut memoir, Becoming a Living Testimony, How Kidney Disease Blessed My Life. He's also a gold medalist athlete, podcast host, multiple award-winning graphic designer, and actor. In 2014, while an undergraduate at Memphis College of Art, he embarked on a new path of entrepreneurship and was the founder of the I Am Art campaign, a student campaign geared to combat bullying against art students and empower them to believe in themselves and their craft. In 2020, during the pandemic, he launched his passion project, Artist Feature Magazine, a quarterly magazine that aims to discover the artists behind the work, giving them a platform that allows their voices and perspectives to be heard, and ultimately committed to championing and celebrating artists of the next generation. I brought Artavius on to talk about his passion project and, of course, all things creative. But first, thank you so much for being here today, Artavius.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, I was just mentioning to our producer before we got on that, you know, I love the power of the internet and marketing, and especially for artists who are always like, ugh, I hate posting, I hate social media. I found your magazine through Instagram, and I am such a fan and such a champion, and so I'm just so honored to have you here and just want to mention to anyone, you can find friends anywhere, right?
Yes, exactly. The internet is the most powerful tool in today's time. And I definitely use it to my advantage.
I love that. Well, I've loved what I've seen so far, and I can't wait to unpack your story a little. So the way I usually do it on my podcast is I like to kind of go back a little to the very beginning and talk about young Artavius as a kid. Obviously, creativity has been a part of your life forever. What did that look like in early days? And how was dealing with kidney disease also really impacting that part of your existence and experience?
Ooh,
I know, no hard questions to start, right? Sorry. Like,
let's go all the way back. Well, I would say the first thing when it comes to me acknowledging the fact that I was an artist was, well, I like to tell the story of when I was in seventh grade. I'm going to tell my age a little bit. when I was in art class, one of my favorite classes of all time, and we was drawing our first names and sign language, and I drew my first three letters, which is ART. How coincidence. Well, I drew the first three letters, and then my pencil lead broke. Like I said, I'm telling my age. I had to go up to the front of the class and use the pencil sharpener. We didn't have an electric one. We had the one that you have to wind up.
I love that. I remember those days too, by the way. Okay. I'm with you.
Okay, so I don't feel too bad. But when I got back to my desk, I saw the first three letters of my first name is ART, which is art. And I was like, oh my God, this is what I'm here for. Because up until this point, I hated my name. Mm. Nobody could pronounce it right. It had too many syllables. It was just crazy. But when I discovered that, I said, this is it. This is what I'm here for. So that was when I discovered the art in me, that this is what I'm supposed to do. Now, going to kidney disease, to kind of switch gears a little bit, I was diagnosed with kidney disease at the age of 3. So I was prematurely birthed at 24 weeks.
Wow.
And the disease was so hereditary from my mother, which means I got it from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite a traumatic time for me because as a child, I wasn't given that much longer to live because of how bad the disease was. But through God's grace, I was able to make it through, and they was able to suppress the disease up until I was 13. And by 13, I had to go on dialysis.
Wow.
And for those who don't know what dialysis is, it's a filtering system that filters your blood and keep everything, you know, working properly. So I went through dialysis for 18 months, and I got a kidney transplant. My dad was my living donor.
Wow.
And it was such an amazing, amazing experience. But I would tell people, dialysis is not for the weak.
No, yeah. I mean, I've worked in the medical world, and I've heard that it's really challenging. And at age 13, I mean, that's impressive, Artavius.
Exactly. So it was very traumatic for me. I've been through suicide twice while I was going through that, because what a lot of people fail to realize, and what I tell people, they prepare you for the medication. They tell you all of the diets and things you can eat and can't eat. But what they do not tell you, especially for me as a teenager on dialysis, they didn't prepare me for the mental craziness that was going to happen while on dialysis.
Yeah.
So it's like, of course, at 13, you're battling, I was getting ready to go to high school.
Right? It's already an awkward time of life.
Right. So I'm like, yeah, I'm getting ready for high school. I'm super excited. And then I got the call like 2 weeks before I graduated eighth grade that I was having to go on dialysis. So it was just crazy.
Yeah.
And going through that, dealing with puberty and then all of these hormone changes, and on dialysis, I had all type of crazy mood swings. And it was a lot to deal with, and trying to keep it away from my three friends I had in school, and didn't want to tell nobody, because the only thing teenagers will hear is the disease part out of kidney disease. They were only focused on the disease and think I was contagious. And I'm like, I didn't even want to go that route and trying to tell them what was going on, and just try to, you know, tough it out as I go, because they knew early on, like, why he's not hanging out with us no more? How come he's not at school a lot? Yeah. Like, what's going on? So it was tough trying to line your way through that, and like, no, I just been sick. I'll be all right. I'll meet y'all outside.
Well, and I think it just really speaks to, again, some of the experience that, you know, people like you and I, when we were growing up, that being different people with disabilities. I mean, I have my own disability and I speak loud and proud about it. And it really changes the way that I live my life and the way that I'm able to show up for my business. But those conversations weren't being had. And again, especially as a teenager, you're supposed to fit in. So I'm curious, Artavius, how did you use your creativity? Because that story, sign language was actually a huge part of my upbringing too. I loved it. It was a way I found some of my creative outlets too. So I love that we have that in common.
Right.
But I want to know, how did art really help you through that? Because as I know, art is a huge supporter when I'm really struggling with my mental health, and it can be hard to tap into it. But I'm curious, how did you use that, since you clearly weren't using your, you know, teenage community, which could be a little more damaging than helpful, right?
Right, exactly. So normally, as a natural introvert,
me too.
And yes, so we're gonna be best friends.
I know, right?
So as a natural introvert, and normally always by myself, art literally saved my life. And it was my creative outlet away from my traumatic experience that I was going through in actual real life. So just like, you know how people say they read books to get away from their reality. For me, at that time, I was drawing and stuff. That was my thing. Like, I just love drawing people and all of that. But my thing was, I love taking pictures, and I really liked editing pictures. But I didn't know what that was called. Later on in life, I found out it was called graphic design. So I was like, okay. But of course, as you know, for a lot of us artists, or especially freelance artists and stuff like that, for me, being a African-American or Black guy raised in the South, I got the pushback. Like, you can't have no career in art. Like, what type of job you gonna do in art? Artist, you can't make no money with art. At that time, I didn't know better. But as I got older, I realized, I'm like, what do you mean? What career you can have with art? Everywhere you look, literally, for y'all who are listening to this episode, everywhere you look, some type of artist has to create that.
Ooh, whether it's right, your Artavius.
Car, whether it's the car, whether it's the landscaping outside, whether it's your desk, whether it's the books, an artist of some sort had to create it.
Yeah.
So there are multiple peripherals for artists.
And I just want to honor, too, that, you know, art in general is not really received and appropriately, you know, given the credit that is due. But then you say we add these extra challenges, right? We add racial bias. We add, you know, all of these other things. So I would love to let that segue into the combo of the I Am Art campaign and why that was so important for you. It sounds like you were seeing these struggles within yourself, but that, again, collectively, it sounds like at some point you realized I'm not the only one going through these challenges.
Right, exactly. So one thing is, when I was growing up, I struggled with my sexuality. So I'm a gay male. And in in undergrad, while I was at Memphis College of Art, it was a lot of gay people there, which I was so happy.
Yeah.
But outside of that, the thing that sparked the I Am Art campaign was I saw this professor, one of the professors there, and she was like bullying the artist, like the student. Wow. And what I mean by that is it wasn't her doing anything physical, but it was more so mentally and emotionally. So for her, she was like, if your art isn't a Picasso or Da Vinci, it don't have the audacity to be classified as art.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that because, one, everybody don't paint.
Right.
So there's many forms of art. And it was like I watched the professor tear down these students, even though I was a student as well, and I watched her just, you can tell when somebody's feelings has been hurt or when their dreams been shattered, they start beating themselves up and everything. And I was like, I cannot let this happen. Like, I mean, she talked rough to me as well. I was the only black kid in the class, which it didn't matter to me. So
you'd have your thick skin built up by then,
So you can say what you want to say to me. It ain't going to bother me. But having my friends who necessarily wasn't black or who didn't have, you know, the thick skin, I'm a natural nurturer. So,
well, and truthfully, Artavius, I want to interject and say no artist, no person should ever have to build thick skin for that experience. And so I'm just here for people, you know, like you who are taking your tragedy, taking these kidney disease moments, taking, you know, this bullying experience you're watching, because that's common. I mean, there are two things I hear when people say they go to art school. A, they never took a business class because it was never offered to them. B, the biggest thing they learn is that people are just going to talk crap about your work. And that neither of those are actually really valuable skill sets. And there are other things. Obviously, you can learn technique. I'm not knocking school per se. I am knocking the modality and mentality behind it. And I'm just hearing you really loud and clear with that too. And so tell me, what was the I Am Art campaign? Like, how did it come out? What, you know, what did you do that really brought attention to this conversation?
Yes. So I was here in Memphis. We have, it's a big thing here in downtown Memphis where I want to say it's the Lorraine's Hotel, but where Martin Luther King Jr. was killed. So we have that here in Memphis.
Yeah.
And the big thing with Martin Luther King, if you guys remember, was the I Am a Man march or the I Am a Man thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the that's what sparked the graphic of the I Am Art logo. Mm-hmm. And you know, the whole message behind I'm a Man is basically men proving that they can work and they're worthy of, you know, equal pay and working and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So how I switched that to I Am Art was our art is worthy of being classified as art, no matter what genre that may be. Mm-hmm. So I created the logo of the I Am Art. And within the word art was a lot of different action words and a lot of different adjectives. And I want to say different careers, like you have painters, you have entrepreneurs, you have freelancers, you have athletes, you have gardeners, you have writers, you have
actors, chefs. So, I got you. We could go on for another 20 minutes on that.
So it's like I created that and I wanted artists to wear that as like your Superman S on your chest. Like you wearing it proud. Like I am art. No matter what nobody say about you, I am art. Giving them the empowerment and the audacity actually to step into their truth, to step into who you are and wear it proudly. And not wearing what nobody say, even though they may not agree with the type of lifestyle you have or the type of art that you do. Maybe you like painting, but I like sketching. Or maybe you are into acting and I'm into, you know, ice skating. So it's like, it's no matter what form of art you do, you are what you are. And I just wanted people to wear that as a label to be proud of and to be honored to be a part of the art community, because my thing is I do not like how certain genres of art like to separate themselves as if one is better than the other. And it's not like that. Just because one is praised more on a grander scale does not mean those who don't get enough praise is worthless.
Well, and those of us who, like you and me, right? I'm not necessarily on the big screens and TV with my little ukulele singing my songs or with, you know, the things I do creatively, but I'm still valuable as an artist.
Right,
you know,
right.
And that's a part of it too. Whether I'm making millions or whether it's a hobby for me, you can still be art. And I just love that. And I love the superhero thing because obviously Art Heroes is really all about that. It's breaking down this myth that artists only are born, right? We are creative. Yeah. We work hard for what we do to get to this place. And so I'm just really honored to align myself with your visions and what you're doing. So how did I Am Art, the campaign, really turn into the magazine? Clearly there must have been a need for really sharing these stories, and I'm just curious how that pivoted for you.
Yes, so in 2014 was when the I Am Art campaign launched, and I was in undergrad, and my thing was I always love sharing stories, no matter what it is, whether it's kidney disease or whether it's artists. My thing when it came to a lot of different art magazines, and I would say Artist Feature came from the I Am Art website. It was a blog on the website.
Okay, okay.
And it was a blog where I interviewed artists. So my thing was I did not like how certain art publications showcase artists.
Yeah,
it was like whether that was the art magazines or whether that was like galleries or whatever. I just didn't like the fact that we highlighted the art of the artist and not more so the artist behind the work. Like the art is great, like what we create is amazing, but I care more so about the artist behind the art.
And the journey you had to walk to get there. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So again, going back to the art campaign, it's a platform that is here to empower the next generation of artists. So every time they either wear I Am Art shirt, I want them to feel empowered with it on. So with the magazine, as I said, it started as a blog. I use that as interviewing artists, different genres of artists of all walks of life, and to really interview them personally. We're not here to talk about your art or the thing that you've done. I want to know about your journey. How did you get here? Like, what inspired you to get into this genre of art? What was your upbringing like? What is some things that you've learned along your journey that you wish somebody would have told you? So I get all of these golden nuggets from these artists that already in the field to have that as tokens for the aspiring artist who is reading the articles to give them advice. Okay, so if I want to be another Michael Jackson or Beyonce, she said she went through this, and to watch out for this because this is something that she's been through. Maybe this can give me a heads up of what to look for or to avoid along my path.
So and it's more
better success for me.
I would imagine too, I'm curious, you let me know your experience, but as someone who's worked in PR and the media world for a long time, the mainstream media tends to sort of spin artist stories, not only, like you said, just on this artist's work, but then it often is this horrible struggle to maybe be able to make it. And what I see of you and your story is like, my struggle is actually my strength. It is my superpower.
Yes.
It is my hero. Yes. It is what makes me successful. So I just love that there are more of us out there saying, you know what? We're not saying, hey, little artist, I'm going to pat you on the head. Good job for trying. I'm going to say,
yeah.
Holy heck, look at what they did. Look at where they yeah. are. You know, and I really honor that that's what you're bringing to the table. And to wrap up, maybe can we just like highlight a little, how can anybody who's listening, who's a creative, who's an artist, how can they start to really get involved with you and your project? How can they maybe sign up for a feature? Where can we send everybody to stay connected?
Yes, so they can visit Artist Feature Mag. That's ArtistFeatureMag.com. And when you go there, you'll see everything when it comes to where you can read previous issues. You can look at some of the articles we wrote. And actually, when you first go on the website, it's a tab right at the top that says request to be featured. So you can click that and fill out the list survey or the information that we need from you. And we will definitely reach back out when we have like openings for upcoming issues and stuff like that. So that's how they can reach out. And of course, on social media, Artist Feature Mag as well, on Instagram and Facebook.
I love it. Well, truly, Artavius, I just am honored to know you now and to get to know your story a little more. And I can't wait to see what we're going to co-create together, too.
Yes, I'm super excited. I'm always down for a collab.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. And as always, this is Art Heroes with JPH, where we share tips and tools of our community's most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business owners. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please connect by visiting Fizz Radio US or on Instagram or on the web at arthero.biz. We'd love to hear your show suggestions or any questions you may have. And as always, stay creative.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.